is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That's what I like about you, Kelly. You're always ready.
Ready.
Whoa. You all right there? I just said, yeah, y'all ready to go? I said, Kelly, you ready to go? He goes, I'm effing ready. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
I'm locked in, Greg.
You know, Laura, sometimes when I come in the morning, Kelly's headphones, or headphone, should I say,
thank you,
is on the floor. And I said, what are they always doing on the floor? He goes, oh, I put them there.
They're all tucked away.
On the floor. You can leave them right on the table.
Do you know where he puts his jacket in the winter?
No wonder that they're broken.
On the floor. I will put the...
Oh, that's if there's no room out there. I'll just lay it on the floor.
He
the
lays
carpet,
on the floor and
nice
it drives
carpet.
Me... It's not a nice carpet, but we see what the dogs do. I pick it up and I put it on the couch. And he goes, I might forget it there. Instead of laying it on the armrest of the couch,
or
he puts
the table.
It on the floor.
A table where you could just wipe off anything that falls off of it. His headphones... His the tool he needs the most to do his job, he throws it on the freaking floor.
That wasn't me that time.
No, I know. Everybody knows it was him. He's got the manners of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, Roquel did it like 3 times.
Let me tell you something. That food was damn good today.
I put it on the air. Well, we're actually doing this, so if I have to go back and take it out, then it's just more work for me.
Sure.
It's only a burp.
I'm not offended by it, but some people may not like it. I think it's ridiculous to get upset over that kind of stuff. I'm just saying. The headphones thing I don't get. Like, I try to take care of my headphones always, you know, and make them last as long as possible.
My new headphones are people's old headphones.
Yeah, you won't. I don't have. You will not buy headphones.
Meh. I already got a backup pair ready to go when this finally
A backup
quits.
Broken pair.
Wait, look at got scotch tape.
Yeah.
Holding the part that you plug in.
How is he not a hoarder, Scott? And I don't know that he's not.
No, I don't think he is, because he's always talking about how he's cleaning
out mom's house.
Cleaning out stuff at mom's house.
To put all of his freaking newspapers and shit.
Yeah.
He wants to stack newspapers.
He is... It's a little messy over there, but I also kind of look at it as it's
knows,
stuff he's always working
on. He goes there to visit my mom.
Kelly Brown... What? Most likely on the show. We haven't done that in a while. Which one of us is most likely to? We haven't done that. We should do that maybe this week. Most likely to die under a giant stack of newspapers.
I do have a few old sports newspapers.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Championships and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a very small stack.
Mm-hmm. Kelly's the kind of guy who saves everything he buys, Laura, and sooner or later the stack starts to tilt, and you don't want one of them big things to fall down on
no.
you. That's how the people get crushed under that stuff. Most likely to do that. I see that. You know? One thing I was talking about during the course of the show, sometimes you sit in front of the TV, 500 channels. What is it? 56 channels and nothing's on. Was that a Springsteen song?
Bruce Springsteen.
57 channels and nothing's on. Now it's like 500 channels and still there's nothing on. Right? When you luck into... Either because you just found it by accident or someone told you, hey, you should watch this. It's really good. When you finally get into it, you watch a show and you're like, wow, this is really good, right? Mm-hmm. It's rare. But I watched The Perfect Couple. I don't know how many episodes. 6, I think. Maybe 7, maybe 8. We burned through the whole series yesterday.
What is it? Was
afternoon.
It 3
half-hour episodes? Or
No, I think they're about an hour.
What, 6 of them?
I'm probably 6. Yeah, probably 6, because 8 hours would have been a little late since I didn't get home till like 2.
So you watched 6 hours of a show.
No, I'm not going after you, because
That's really unusual. I agree, Laura. But I've been out all day. You know what I mean? So I came home and sat down, and Valerie put it on, and we just kind of watched it together. I was doing work as it was happening. But yeah, I watched it. 6 hours. The Ooh. Perfect Couple. Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber... the crazy Dakota girl, the Fanning girl.
Crazy?
Yeah, the one who she plays a bitch in this movie.
Oh, okay. Ella or...
Elle Fanning, I think. I think. The younger one.
Okay, so that should be the Dakota.
Katniss Everdeen movie there, the little kid. That was a Fanning, right?
No. I don't think so.
I thought it was.
I think Fanning is...
Okay, all right, I'm wrong.
World, and then I'm getting my...
She got a younger...
Dakota Fanning is in The Perfect Couple.
Okay, thank you. So there you go. Anyway, and then the star of this show, this gorgeous woman, brunette, absolutely stunning eyes. I just can't... I mean, wow, unbelievably beautiful. Just found out it's Bono's freaking daughter. Eve Houston is her name.
Isn't it
Houston?
Houston.
Oh.
Remember?
H-E-W-S-O-N. Well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bono's Houston.
Yeah, Houston. Name. You're right. It is. Yeah, it's Houston. So anyway, I look her up online, and I'm looking at the pictures of her. I'm like, she's beautiful. And now all I see is Bono.
Are you more turned on?
I'm like, no. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. But no, I it's really a, Laura, it's a really good whodunit.
I will add it to my list. This is
the worst busy, time for
yeah,
you.
Busiest time. I can't watch TV in the fall.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad. But one day.
It's really good. I was shocked. There was no, we just let it roll. So that Netflix goes, hey, are you still watching? Oof. We didn't stop at once.
Yeah, they didn't know. They don't know if you're humping or
yeah, right.
She's 33, Bono's daughter. Well,
I'll tell you, she's
not
good.
Young anymore.
Everybody in that show is really good, and it's about rich people, and you hate them, and you like some of them, but you hate them. A lot of sex, Scotty.
I'm gonna check it out.
A lot of sex. So that's what I did yesterday.
Sex and murder. Right up our alley.
It is. I couldn't figure it out. And Valerie and I going back and forth. You're talking about who you think did it, right? And they let out details one thing at a time. It was just brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. So, anyway.
I was hoping you would watch the Menendez brothers.
I'm not going to watch it. Give it up. I'm not watching it. I'm not watching any of that shit. How do you do it?
Very easy.
This is why you're so dark.
You sit in the chair and you watch it. And you go, this is amazing.
I did see on Hulu a couple of documentaries that I want to watch. One of them was about songwriters. You know they have the biggest hits in the world. You don't know who they are. And they're like driving small beat-up cars and stuff like that. They have number one hits, multiple, 20, 40
now or
hits.
Years ago.
No, now it's a documentary about songwriters that have written some of the biggest songs of our lifetime. And yet nobody knows who they are. That is a documentary I want to see. You know?
I check that out. That does sound interesting.
You would. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. And I came across this article that I thought would be, well, I mean, when I grabbed it, the headline talked about predictions for 2024, the year 2024, that were made 100 years ago.
Oh.
Because, you know, ooh. I mean, we all grew up thinking we're going to have flying cars.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't believe that anymore. I mean, Jesus, we've been on the cusp of it. Oh, they're developing it. They've got it. Mm-hmm. Right. We've been hearing about that forever. Like, what do we have now? I'll tell you what we have now that we only saw on TV, like sci-fi. Transponders. Star Trek.
Yeah.
The Nextel phone. That was like,
yeah.
Beep, beep. Scotty, beam me up. That was it.
Got it.
We don't. The phaser.
Phaser?
We have a taser. But the wires are connected to it. Once we lose yes. those wires, we're going to be knocking on the phaser door. You know? What else do we have that you only thought was possible in science fiction? Cell phones.
Yep. The cars that drive themselves.
Driverless cars. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Never. I still don't trust it.
I'm not ready to do it yet.
Driverless car?
Yeah.
No
or
way.
The ones that back up.
No way.
No.
Some of the predictions, where did this come from here? Oh, they got it off of Twitter. Predictions, the article was on Twitter. Predictions about 2024 that were made 100 years ago in 1924. One of the predictions made was that our beds, especially the beds of children, would launch the kids onto their feet in the morning.
Huh.
Just like, doof.
Boing.
Like a trebuchet, you know, or a catapult, you know. Then the flying bus would pick them up and get them to school in 2 minutes flat. No, just the bed would stand up and the kid, it would put the kid on its feet.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, we're behind. Like we haven't designed that yet.
I'm sure probably it has, but then somebody probably twisted a knee and then it can't be done because, you
lawsuit.
Know, we're too stupid to take care of ourselves. And, you know, that's what we see about everything. Matter of fact, the next one says our legs would not work. By the year 2024, our legs would not work. The muscles in our legs would have atrophied from never being used thanks to the invention of cars and vehicles. All right.
I think that wasn't, what's the, Wally? Isn't Wally it? And they finally go to a spaceship where everybody is in wheelchairs and completely heavy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what we don't need to walk around and do anything. Everything's done in the chair. That was a good one.
Predictions made about this year, 2024, 100 years ago. Traveling to other planets would be easy and common. Well, we're pretty close, right?
Traveling to them, landing on them and leaving.
I heard that the Earth, in its beginning, had rings yes. around it, like Saturn. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that just came out last week.
I never heard that. My whole life, I never heard that.
No, I never pictured the Earth had rings until that interview.
Doesn't that just indicate to you how small our lifetime is?
Yeah.
How we're a speck of time. Not even that. We're smaller than a speck of time, our entire lifespan. They compared it to crossing the Atlantic Ocean in 1924. We'd be zipping back and forth to planets. We're not zipping back and forth.
No.
And nobody lives on a planet either that we know of, except Matt Damon. He lived up there for a while.
Oh, yeah, did the potatoes.
Some were predicted we'd all be wearing suits that made us fly. So jetpacks, you know, they may exist now, but 100 years ago, they predicted that shit would be built into your coat.
I don't see that happening.
There's a little problem with the flames.
Yep.
I would imagine.
And the clothes that we're wearing.
But how cool would it be to just step out of your place and just fly to where you want to go?
But so many people would be flying, you're just bound to get into a million accidents.
Well, Laura would scare me because you have the worst luck. That has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want you to get hurt while you were flying, zipping around, doing your grocery shopping. That's another reason why it's impractical. Where are you going to put your stuff?
Well, you know they'd make stuff. They'd make carry-on things that also had a little motor, so it would help you carry it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What am I, a double-propped helicopter lifting up friggin' tanks and shit?
You want to get somewhere and have the latest personal vehicle? Yes.
Concerts would be happening remotely.
All concerts? Well,
they predicted that bands wouldn't have to tour if they didn't want to. Their live performances could reach people right at home. Duh.
Yeah.
That can happen. It happens all the time.
Yep.
Adam Ezra did one this morning from the shore outside of his house. He did another sunrise gathering. Another one. We'd run out of diamonds. Prediction made in 2024. Jewelers thought there wouldn't be any left. And we'd be making synthetic gems out of sugar. Aren't there synthetic diamonds?
All kinds of bad slave trade and everything.
Yeah. Are there synthetic diamonds? They make fake diamonds that are kind of, are they valuable?
Do. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought there was like synthetic diamonds.
Yeah, sure. New York City would have 30 million people and Canada would have 100 million. The real numbers are around 8 million in New York and 40 million in Canada. Jazz would be lumped in with the classical music. That's the section. That's the section of the record store nobody listens to.
Everything sounded really good till that part.
yeah. The rock section, rock pop, was like three or four aisles, and then there was a 5-foot section that was jazz and classical. look, I'm not down on either one of those genres. I'm telling you what it was like in the record store. Men would stop wearing corsets, girdles, and corsets. I remember 1920s were common for men in 1924. Now they call them compression shirts. I don't get that.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Compression shirts? Like you feel like you can't breathe? It's like wearing a girdle.
Okay. Yeah, if I put on a shirt and it's tight, gone.
Yeah.
Gone. I don't like that feeling.
But you look better in like men will wear them because they look better in a suit and they don't look so.
Right.
It just
tightens
everything up.
Right. I have, when I was having.
Don't look at me like that. It's true. Men wear them.
Do you ever wear compression socks? On your feet?
I do.
They're very good for you. They help your circulation
in
your feet.
Yeah, it helps circulation a lot, especially.
This is something I should look into, but also I wear very, very, very low socks.
No, but
so is that going to do anything for me?
So, yeah, I wear mine to bed. They go up to my knee.
Okay.
And, yeah, they'll leave little lines, but it's really good for you, and it's good, circulation-wise.
You don't get too hot?
Where does your water go? Any water your body collects? Gravity.
Yes. Hopefully it's
it kind of helps prevent that from happening.
Away.
Right, but it helps it helps prevent that from happening, right?
Yeah, I did not know that I should be wearing compression socks.
I mean, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But it helps.
If anything that helps at this point,
I don't want cramping. I don't want, in my legs. I like to run. I want my muscles to feel good.
I wore them in the winter. I wore them in the winter last year underneath regular socks because it just kept your whole leg warm. It was, it was pretty good. Yeah. What else? People would think radios were silly and old school. Well, that's happened.
Yeah, but they've come back.
No, radio use, funny, because people ask that all the time. Well, nobody's listening to the radio anymore. No, radio use has actually grown. It's free, right? It's free. It's always going to be there. I mean, I'm not saying it'll be the most popular medium. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm just saying it's free. As long as it's in a car, people will listen.
I think I listen to the radio more than I watch TV.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the car longer. I listen to things in the car.
Half a day, right there, boom.
Mm-hmm. I listen to radio. I listen to podcasts. You know, I listen to books on tape. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely listen to, you know, things in the car more than I watch TV. But anyway, so just some predictions that were made for the year 2024. You know, I think that, I think if we're talking about inventions, this bullshit of not being able to get a phone signal, that's going to end. Within 25 years, you'll be able to get a phone signal no matter where
it's
you are.
It's funny how the world has made us. I get in the car, and I leave band practice on Tuesday and Thursday. I call mom and dad just to check in.
Yep.
And I get in the car, and it goes, I hit, call mom.
Yeah.
Updating phone contact list. I haven't added or taken a number off, and I don't know how. What do you, why? Mm-hmm. And then I get angry. Yeah. Like, this doesn't need to happen. Or if the signal doesn't go through, you're like, I'm angry.
Yeah.
What? I pay the bill.
There's a 50-yard span of road on Route 125 that I travel every day where your cell phone doesn't make it through it. 50 yards, and then it's fine. Like, that's going to be gone. That we've come too far.
Yep.
Okay? I can walkie-talkie someone in the space shuttle, but I can't get a friggin' cell phone
or if I go
by
to the,
McDonald's.
If I go and, hey, I got our lunch. I got nothing going. I want to watch something on Netflix. Bang. And it says, like, either it's updating or, you know, code 9,000236. No.
What else?
I pay my cable bill.
Yeah.
It's do the you third think, highest bill in the house.
Do you think FaceTime will become the new phone call?
No.
No.
No?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of people are...
Anti-FaceTime?
Yeah. They don't want their... A lot of people don't... You tell me nobody answers their phone anymore. So you think, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I know.
So definitely not. Yeah. Everybody's turning to text.
I'm just asking ridiculous. Because for my good friends, like I'll FaceTime. I'll FaceTime them. Don't answer, it's fine. But I FaceTime.
Do you do that in the car?
No, not in the car.
Oh, because you could still just show your face.
Yeah.
But then you'd be.
I don't like the angle.
I don't, looking at their
I don't
face.
Like the angle of where my phone would be.
All right.
It's like down on my gut looking up. I look like a snowman times 10. I don't do that shit. I got to have standards, Kelly. I got to look good.
I get it.
I mean, look at this body. I work hard on this body.
No.
I work hard on this body. So hard on this body.
Only if I'm home and like I'm sitting there and I know that they're at home and relaxing. Maybe I might FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
So. I FaceTime the girls every night before bed just because I just want to see them.
What?
And it's funny because sometimes they'll That's block different. It. And
What technological advances do you want? What do you think needs to be improved? Cell phone coverage, that's mine.
I want to go to the doctor's office and him to hit the device and go right through.
Yeah, the old Star Trek thing.
Oh, listen, you have arthritis in your leg, and bang.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Straight out of Star Trek.
Straight out of there. You know, like they put Luke Skywalker in that water tube. Mm-hmm. They put fake skin on him, and it's fixed, and off he went.
What about you, Laura? Technological advance.
Come on.
Oh, no.
What about an oven that cooks a turkey in like 30 minutes? Cooks it well.
Then you could do something else for that.
But they have.
She would like that because she has all that time to do stuff.
Those ovens that will cook things faster.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking like every time, 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want something to.
I'll tell you
something
want,
safe.
I got one for you.
Something that'll fold and put away my laundry.
Or like something that goes inside your car that no matter what accident, you're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Laura, what about you go into a store, every one of your items that you buy has a code, you walk out of the store, no registers, it just goes boop, $87.50, boop, and it gets charged to you because you got some sort of little chip in your wrist or something.
Yeah.
Nobody works there.
Gillette has the new store like me and you did at the Amazon.
The Google store. Amazon store.
A lot of places.
Mostly that had been my first experience. Like, okay, we went in, and it was weird because it's like we...
Grab some stuff, and
you walk out, and it's like, I walked in, they scanned my card, and then bang, and then you're like, oh my God, kind of remember what we get, so, you know, like, I don't get a bill for $900, and I paid for, like, the 10 people behind me something.
They've got one in the Boston Garden.
They've
got one right in the Boston Garden up by the concourse. You just walk right out. Yeah. What I don't get, though.
And we're becoming, snoo, when we went there for the Comic-Con, they don't take cash. Everything is card.
So, for instance, if you go in the store in the Boston Garden, right, you walk in, you can pick up snacks and sodas and all that kind of stuff.
That's $1 million.
So they take your card. They take your card. You scan your card when you walk in. Yeah.
I think if it's in your pocket, doesn't it? Just
yeah, but what if, like, in my wallet, I got one of those protective things?
You have to pick which card you want to use when you walk in, and then when you walk out, it's all charged.
Right, because you can't read it if it's in my wallet. I got one of those wallets that has that thing. But how do they know? Like, so I put my card down, right? I scan it, whatever. Then I walk in, I grab a couple sodas, bag of chips, head out the door. How do they know now that my card is in my wallet in that protected pocket? How do they know that those three items are mine? That's what I wonder. Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Probably because they're looking at you and then the other guy, and that's probably his.
Because of the snacks.
Jeez. That guy, he likes bananas. That guy doesn't.
I like bananas. I like bananas. I eat a banana every day. All right. Yeah, those are the things. Those are the cool. I want to. Or I like love those kind of inventions.
A moneyless world where, and I still don't mean moneyless, but like we don't have to carry cash.
Get rid of the friggin' toll booths.
They did. Stop. They really are.
They did, but they still got two lanes in that York one. They still got two lanes. Get them out. Just for the love of God, get rid of them. Everywhere.
When I was in a rental car for 2 months, I'm glad that I could still go pay cash.
Now, wait a minute. Wouldn't you, like, okay, if I go to U-Haul, which they know when I moved, I could drive around, and later on, I got a bill from U-Haul.
A couple months later.
Like 6 weeks later.
But it's more than the cost of the tolls. I was paying everything in cash when I had the rental. Then I still got a bill, and I go, nope. Here's proof that I paid, you know, I saved every receipt because I didn't want to have to pay the extra fees.
Whoa. Can't just put the easy pass from your car.
You can if you take it with you.
But you also, what you want to be careful of is you could get a letter from Easy Pass saying,
you just go online and put rental car.
One last one.
This is a little tiny pet peeve that is a really, really small thing, but I think we can do better. You ever go in and your computer and you're trying to print a document and you got to open up three windows to hit a final print?
Yes.
Hit print once. It prints it just like that. That's what I want. I don't want to open up, you've got to now download a PDF to your computer. Then you got to open up the PDF. Then you got to open it. It brings up the PDF file. Then you hit print. Bullshit. Hit it, print, boom, done. That's
print bypasser. I like that.
Yeah, that's all I want.
And while getting our ink done, we sat, we talked, started talking concerts.
5-minute tattoos.
I don't mind that idea. Mm-hmm. Bring back the old concert tickets, okay?
Tickets.
Yeah. I want a ticket.
Yeah.
I want a ticket. Yeah. I don't want a PDF. I don't want a file. Mm-hmm. I want a piece of paper.
I had to double check my phone because I'm going to ELO tonight. I got to make sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess I should do it again because I haven't done it in a while. I just don't want stuff to get lost in the phone.
Put it in your wallet.
I feel like Kelly Brown. It's in my wallet.
I got the wallet.
I get good news. Hip Cricket just emailed. Our issue has been resolved. We can get texts again.
Now that the show's over.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Ticketmaster, September 23rd. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. I'm in the fourth row tonight for ELO.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Of the balcony. No, I don't mind.
It'll still be a good show. We saw the Who up there. So.
No. Fourth row of the balcony at Center Ice.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was $99 because I bought the tickets because I've never seen them. And there's a guy I know sitting right below me in the low section, $269. I don't need to be in the low section.
No.
I'm 20 feet above that guy. $99.
Yeah,
boom.
Does not make
nice
sense.
Work. Winning. Thank you.
Winning.
So anyway. All right. Well, we got to go, kids. But man, it's been great hanging out with you. Let us know what inventions you want to see. I want to know. I'm always interested in that. We can do better with the cell phones. Okay.
We need more of them fake trees.
I don't care.
Antennas that look like fake trees.
I could care less.
Because yeah, I'm so thrown off when I see them. I realize I'm like, wow.
You realize it's the friggin' hippies. The hippies that go, it does look better. Oh, our woods look horrible. Well, I'm sure you know, not having running water and going and shitting out in the woods isn't great for the outdoors either. But, you know, whatever. Friggin' hippies.
Says the guy who never goes outdoors. All right. Well, have a good day, everybody. We will be back tomorrow at 5:30. Jimmy's going to come and hang with us. Gizmo's got some cool new apps for you. We got more chances at the Buzz beer tasting party, beer release party coming up on Thursday at Northwoods Brewing Company. Looking forward to that and more. So we will see you tomorrow.